Good morning and welcome to Contact on Connect FM. I'm your host, Michael Clement. I'm live in studio this morning with Clearfield County Commissioner Tim Winters. We're going to be getting a rundown of his time in office. We're going to be looking at maybe his first few 100 days in office, and it's about that. And we'll get an idea of what's been going on since he won his election in November. We'll do that once we return from this message. Contact on Connect FM is brought to you in part by our friends at Community County Services for local, family-based mental health.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
Welcome back to Contact on Connect FM. I'm your host, Michael Clement. I'm live in studio with Clearfield County Commissioner Tim Winters. First off, Commissioner, thank you for making time to stop in.
Well, Michael, thank you, and thank you to Connect Radio. That great service. Get the public aware of what's going on with some local government, and a regular listener of your show, always captivating radio.
Yes, absolutely, and I appreciate that. First, I do want to tell my listeners, I'm always transparent about this. I'm a GOP political operative. It's not uncommon for me to make donations. I'm proud to be a Tim Winters supporter and did donate to your campaign along with Commissioner John Sobel. And I did support Dave Glass, but not monetarily. But I'd like to tell my listeners that so we just get that out of the way. But congratulations on winning in
November.
Well,
and thank you. And, you know, yes, these are political positions. That's how we get there. But well, you find once you're in office, especially at the county level, it's not a Republican-Democrat thing. It's doing the right thing for the residents of Clearfield County and the taxpayers of the county. You know, the partisan politics, sometimes it gets a little too far to the extremes, but here on the local level, it's not part of the everyday operation.
Yeah, I think you make a great observation. Look, there are three seats on the county commission. They are divided by political parties. Two seats are always going to be held by one party, but the other seat must be held by the minority party. In our county, it's a Republican, so we typically elect Republicans to two seats. And
right, but you will find it, you know, Commissioner Sobel, Commissioner Glass, and myself, we work together. It's not, and it could be 2-1 one way or 2-1 another. It's not a party thing. Every once in a while, we'll come up with, you know, a philosophical difference, but no, it's definitely not a party line issue. Even municipal. And your boroughs, your school boards, and even up to the county level, partisan politics doesn't really come into play except for in the election year, right, when you got to get there.
Absolutely. And I think that has been the theme of every interview I've done with Commissioner Sobel or Commissioner Glass and you. It is about working together. And it's what's best for the county, and they really do work hard to say what's best for the county.
No, and it is a big county. There
it is.
Geographically a big county. You find, you know, your population centers are Dubois, Sandy, and Clearfield, Lawrence, but then you have the entire Moshannon Valley. Then you go down into the southern part of the Colport, Arvona, the Beccaria townships. A very disparate county also. There's, you know, some pretty good community areas, and then there's a lot of spread out, random smaller municipalities, and some of them are just struggling to get by. They're not getting people to be on their boards, on their boards of supervisors. Colport in the far end of the county is having right now they lack a quorum to do really anything. So, you know, there are struggles going on that the average person just doesn't see.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but you're right. This is a diverse county. I know it's easy to think it's just Dubois and Clearfield, but it's far more than that.
No, and that's one thing. You see me a lot in Dubois. You see me at Dubois events. There's historically been the divide of the Clearfield Mountain,
right,
which is a Dubois-ism, I might add. Nobody in Clearfield calls it that. But trying to alleviate that. We are one bigger community, and we shouldn't, you know, individual kingdoms don't really have a place.
Right. And I think this particular county commission has done a great job of getting rid of that divide. So we do wish you well in that, because that's a big deal. It's not us versus them.
I have to mention, you know, in DuBois here, the consolidation of DuBois and Sandy, that is moving along well. And the county has a small role in that. It is mainly centered on the election side of things. Going smoothly, things are being prepared. Elections will be 25 to take office in 26 with the new city council, the new city government. Everything's moving along well. And I, from myself and both Commissioner Glass, Commissioner Sobel, we are all very pleased with the way things are going. Bringing Sean over as manager of both Sandy and DuBois was a great move. Putting Chris back in the engineer position gets him right in his wheelhouse. This shows that they're moving ahead, actually ahead of the dedicated timeline. This is good for the area, and this is good for the county.
No, absolutely. I think the supervisors of Sandy and the city council of DuBois came together to make that decision, and I think it's a great move, as you said, for our communities. Appreciate DCD helping lead on that as well, but I think Sean Arbaugh is going to do a great job, and Chris Nasuti will be perfect back in his engineer spot.
Yeah, we have complete faith in him. Like I said, the way this is structured, the county does not have oversight over the smaller municipalities, but we do have a role, like I said, mainly centering around elections, and where you'll see me or you'll see Dave, one of us, at some of these consolidation meetings, but we're not there to interject or to micromanage. We're just there to offer support from the county level in any way we can.
Yep, and the commission has been extremely supportive. I know you've been to meetings. I've seen Commissioner Glass at meetings as well, but we do appreciate when you're there. I think it's good for the system and what's going on to see the support.
Now, there's lots of little things going. Monday night, I was at the Houston Township Municipal Authority meeting. They have a little issue out in the greater Penfield area with some state mandates and trying to help them out. The biggest thing, like I said, 100 days in here, I'm still on the learning curve.
There's
a ton of information trying to get out there, whether it be the Clearfield Jefferson Airport Authority out in Houston Township, all throughout the county. There are things to be learned, connections to be made, but overall, off to a good start.
Yeah, I want to know, let our listeners know, a county commission job, have you found it enjoyable? Is it rewarding?
It is. It can be taxing at times.
Sure.
And It's largely, you're not setting policy, you're not creating law. It's largely an administrative position. You got to deal with the day-to-day operations, day-to-day finances of the county, which, might add, county's not in bad shape at all. Clearfield County currently has no debt. Pensions are well-funded. Things are moving along. We carried a little surplus over from last year, which surplus probably not the best word. The way municipal governments go, you do not receive any income your first quarter until the first taxes come through. So at the end of the calendar year, it's very prudent to have some money in the bank to carry you through. Years past, you've seen different administrations have to take out a tax anticipation note, and that, of course, comes at a cost to
Sure.
the taxpayer. So now, I came in with a good group of people, had been there previous to me, everyone helpful. If I have a question, we have some long-term county employees, and I'm remiss if I don't poke at John Sobel for being the elder member of the commissioners.
But I'm sure he appreciates that.
If I need to know something that happened in 1978, I say, John, and he has the answer
Absolutely.
For me.
Absolutely.
No, the transition has been good. It is rewarding, and you get to meet a ton of good people throughout Clearfield County.
Yeah. I do think our county is, I know there's always criticism in government, but our county is well run. We're not in debt. We have, I think, a strong, bright future.
Yeah, and hey, we have some struggles, but the struggles right now, I was just at the County Commissioners Conference in Harrisburg. 58 out of the 67 counties were represented there. And what we heard, same thing from everybody. Everyone has the same problems. The economy is a scale, may be different. The numbers may be different. staffing has been a problem. Staffing, particular on the social side of things, has been an issue. We've taken some steps in Clearfield County to remediate that. It seems to be having, particularly on the CYS, the Children and Youth Services, those are tough jobs to fill. Those are a very demanding job, and they're not for everyone. We hear this from entirely across the state, people running at 50% staff or 60% staff. Clearfield County was in that same boat. We went back, changed, reopened a couple contracts, brought some wages up, even put some hiring incentive on with money that did come down from the state. That was not a local tax dollars being spent there, but we're trying to get our full complement of caseworkers back up to lighten the load. We had some people that were really suffering some burnout. Strides are being made, and we have picked up a couple new hires. Trudy Lumadue doing a great job with the CYS department, and hopefully that will get smoothed out. But like I said, these issues are not Clearfield County. They're
right.
They're rural America in particular, and everywhere on the bigger scale.
Yeah, and I just want to mention, I understand you opened up these contracts. They reopened up a couple of them to look at. I just want to give a shout out, right? It was a bipartisan.
Absolutely.
Two commissioners from two different parties came together and said, let's do this.
Absolutely. We look at the national job market has changed so much, and I don't even really want to get into the COVID, post-COVID
right.
thing, but the job market has just changed.
Mm-hmm.
We're now, competition is so much greater for entry-level jobs, and the workforce has changed itself. So many of the younger people do not look at traditionally municipal jobs, be it federal or state, local. They didn't pay quite as well, but they had a really good benefits package.
Right.
Now, over the years, that has kind of, the benefits aren't that much better. The pay was lagging. Younger people look at Indeed, they look at that top number, and that's all they look at. We need to look a little bit further. We do have a good benefit program in Clearfield County, retirement. Clearfield County is a good place to work, and we're trying to reinforce that to everyone. And what we did with these contracts, and that wasn't just a give me, that was for an extension of contract, we would readjust some wages. Over the last couple years, this prior to me being in office, county benefits had been restructured, and that did result in a savings to Clearfield County. Well, part of the promise that was made, this once again before I was in office, part of the promise that was made with that was that those savings would be returned to county employees in the form of higher wages, and I am full on board with holding up that promise. And we got to treat our people. And I said this before at a commissioner's meeting, we can't look at our employees as a liability or a number that we have to pay. We have to look at our employees as an asset, because they are.
Right.
It takes all the different parts of Clearfield County for this to work. And I hope we're making some strides in that direction.
No, well, it sounds like you are. It sounds like it has worked, and more people are definitely applying and interested in joining places like CYS, which is one of the toughest jobs in America, in my opinion. But
absolutely. I have the utmost respect for those that work in the social services. It is a very, very taxing position.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, there are some other things going on in the county that I know you want to touch on. Let's just start. I'm looking at a list here, but there's a big solar project.
There are a number of solar projects. Solar is kind of the up and coming thing here in North Central Pennsylvania, but there is particularly a big solar project. This was just broke about 2 weeks ago. It's referred to as the Mineral Basin Solar Project. It'll largely be located in Goshen and Girard townships of Clearfield County. And this is a federal project. There was a competitive bidding project. You may have heard there was a lot of energy money put out by the Biden administration. Different facets. There was hydrogen, there was solar, but on a competitive solar project, this project is a $90 million federally funded solar project. Will largely be placed on some low-value land, previously stripped land. And this is going to partly take place of Homer Center power generating plant to generate electricity. Largely will go to New York State this is based on transmission lines that were already in place. There is a local component to it, and as the project moves on, there will be more of a local component. But the biggest part of this will provide power to New York State. It's going to develop some land. This will be a boon to a couple smaller townships without a large tax base. Solar projects, they can be just a little bit of a double-edged sword if you're not using if you're not using prime land. I'm all on board with solar projects. I've seen a couple that took up a lot of top-grade farmland, and it's a little harder to get behind those. And this is something our local municipalities, our townships, they have to be aware of. The long-term implications of a large-scale solar project, and watch that with their ordinances, zoning, perhaps even bonding, just to protect themselves on the back end of a project goes under 20 years in. They don't want to catch themselves in a parallel to a strip mine situation where somebody just walks away from a project and leaves a liability on the local municipality. But overall, good. It is good seeing. Also looking at some hydrogen projects, one in Clinton County, which we're going to go check that out as a group of commissioners from Clearfield County. Always looking to see what the next thing is coming for the area.
Yeah, no, that is great. That's a good project. Sounds like it's going to help some areas and be beneficial. Look, when the federal government does a project, it's coming anyway. Sometimes it's really good to have it in one of your areas.
Absolutely. Yeah, whether we would much rather see this in Clearfield County than Sullivan County or
That's
one
right.
of the other. We will gladly take this project and embrace it.
Absolutely. I know this has made the newspapers for lots of different reasons, but can you give us an update on our jail, our prison, and we got a new warden, I understand?
Clearfield County Jail has just... We've just finished a major renovation project, heavy on the security. I mean, HVAC, all sorts of updates, but new electronic locks, just security upgrades throughout the county, not just at the jail. We did put in a full body scanner at the jail, going to the other main three buildings of Clearfield County, the courthouse, the annex, and then the county office building. Put X-ray scanners at each door, updated them. They've been there since post 9/11 in the first era of security. Just a lot of security updates. And one of the biggest things, we've had some turnover to Clearfield County Jail in the warden's position. About a month ago, we hired Mr. David Ruprecht he came from GEO. He was a captain at the GEO Federal Detention Facility, actually Brockway native. He has came on board as a new warden, and all is going well. He's 1 month into it. We're not going to dump too much on him or let him get his procedures and protocols in place. But this has been much needed for a couple years. We've needed some stability at the Clearfield County Jail, and I am very confident that Mr. Ruprecht is a great choice, and this should alleviate there were some problems at the jail. This should put us on the right track with the Clearfield County Jail.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it has. And it sounds like, again, when things arise, the commissioners acted. So
exactly. And the nice part there, we actually had several very qualified applicants. All three of us, Commissioner Sobel, Commissioner Glass, and myself, interviewed each of them. And then we went back for a second interview for a couple. We had a good response on the hiring process, and I'm very, very comfortable with our choice. This is going to work out well for the county.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's good, very good news.
It's
obviously
one of those, nobody wants to put money into a jail. Or
right.
That. It's not in the forefront of people's minds, but it is an important part of county government. That is, whether it be the jail, the court systems, there are a large amount of different factors that all come into play on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, obviously, a step in the right direction for our county. So, obviously, the jail plays an important role, and it needs to be, like you said, functioning at the highest level. Sounds like our new warden has that under control and going in the right direction.
Yeah, moving in the right direction. There's always going to be an issue that has to be addressed somewhere in county government, but That's my goal, and with my other commissioners, partners, that's our goal moving forward. Address what needs done, keep Clearfield moving forward. If something comes up, we'll deal with it, move on, and keep an eye on the bigger picture.
Yeah, now, before we take a break, I'm just curious, like, what part of the job has been, like, an eye-opener to you or something that really caught your attention once you've been elected?
I always knew government at some level was inefficient.
Right.
And this is not, I'm not saying at the local, the municipal, or the county level. A lot of our funding comes from federal and state sources. Mm-hmm. The hoops that we have to jump through to get the funds are unbelievable. You couldn't make it more convoluted if you wanted to. The inefficiency of government is real. Unfortunately, we are the end user at the local end, and we cannot change the system. It can be frustrating at times.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it can be, but that is an eye-opener. You've always heard government in general can be inefficient, but now that you're in office, you can see it up close and personal.
Yes, maybe a little more so than I thought, but like I said, the end user, we can't change the system.
Yeah, with that, Commissioner, we're going to take a break, but we'll come back and finish up our great conversation. Contact on Connect FM is brought to you in part by Lifespan Family Services for local adoption and foster care services.
Lifespan Family Services provides foster care and adoption services. What is foster care? It's supposed to be temporary, with the idea the family will get things back to where they should be and the kids then go home. However, sometimes the parents don't get things back to where they need to be and those kids become available for adoption. LifespanFamilyServices.com, helping build families through foster care and adoption. Call us today, LifespanFamilyServices.com at 814-375-1314.
Welcome back to Contact on Connect FM. I'm your host, Michael Clement, having a great conversation, taking a look inside county government with Clearfield County Commissioner Tim Winters, who I'm grateful that he was able to stop by today and have this conversation. Sir, we left off. You were telling us about an eye-opener, the inefficiencies of government. It does take some time to get those monies in from the state or federal funds, wherever that's coming from, but coming back to Clearfield County, I know soon I'll be sitting down with Mary Tatum to talk about. She is the Director of Child Advocacy in Clearfield County. We're going to sit down and talk about prevention of child abuse.
And that's April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and that this is something I can't stress enough. This is something that everybody can participate in, whether it family, person on the street, keep track of the children that you encounter in your daily. Just keep an eye on the children out there. It's just sort of some terrible situations. We need to be more aware of it. Mary with the Child Advocacy Center, right at the forefront of this. I mentioned earlier, we've been upping our staff on the CYS, trying to get back to a full complement. The caseload is real. The problem is real. And if through some bit of education or awareness with Child Abuse Prevention Month, if we can keep that at the forefront, keep that in people's minds, this is very important. This affects all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like your advice. I mean, we all do run into children throughout our daily lives. We can ask how they're doing. We can check up on them. We can report if we see something. That doesn't mean that there's something truly going on there. But if you're concerned about something,
Keep a vigilant eye.
Absolutely. I do know, too, sir, we've got about 2 minutes left, but I know that there is a volunteer fair event coming up.
And I do want to mention this, and I realize we're on the air in Dubois, but we have a pretty good reach here. This Clearfield County is hosting a volunteer fair. This is put on by Mary Beth Geppert at the Children's Aid Society. She did a ton of work in organizing this. This will be Friday, April the 19th from 4:30 to 7:30. This will be held at the Clearfield Fairgrounds. What it is, it's a clearinghouse of all the volunteer groups. People have some time, maybe, kids are in college, maybe you're retired, you've got some time, you'd like to give back to your community. What Mary Beth has done is she's gotten 28 different groups and organizations together They will all be at the Clearfield Fairgrounds in the Agriculture Building. We'll have some food trucks there. Come over, take a walk around. If you would like to give some back to the community, if you have a little free time, you've been thinking about volunteering somewhere, this will get a huge amount of different groups and organizations in one spot. If you have an interest and can help out, this is where it starts. It starts at the bottom. Let people help, give them the resources, and make Clearfield County a better place.
Absolutely, sir. We've covered a lot of ground this morning. Commissioner, I appreciate you. I appreciate Commissioners Sobel and Glass as well. Thank you for serving, and thank you for all that you're doing to help our county on a daily basis.
And thank you very much, Michael. Always enjoy the radio with you.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day.